All right, I want you guys to check out this note from Brett, because I understand his concern. Brett, I'm sorry. I know you're listening. I can't help but laugh because it's kind of funny. And this is short and sweet. He goes, Dom, I have a strange problem with a woman I've dated for a couple of months. I just found out that her ex-boyfriend, the guy before me, is not only a good guy and they're still friends, but he's also a Navy SEAL.
Oh, no.
So hot.
So Brett writes, am I the only guy who feels inadequate compared to ex-boyfriends?
You need to break up, Brett. Just move on, buddy. Yeah. Find someone new.
Never gonna be the same.
Sorry, buddy.
God, that is so funny.
You know she's comparing you to him, too.
Yeah. Constantly. Oh,
yeah. You know, and of course, there'll always be those people like, well, she's not with him, though. She's with you. And you're like, listen.
In her mind,
her
she is.
Her ex-boyfriend is a freaking Navy SEAL.
You can't compete with that. I mean, at that point, you probably, I mean, if you want to stay with her, you probably have to stage like a mugging or something with a friend where then you go stop
so you
the mugging.
Look like the hero.
So, yeah,
stage
or something.
A carjacking. So the right. Mugger is to pull you out of the car and then you pummel the guy.
You got to stage something big.
That's
right.
So
something
good.
Really big.
And then he limps away before the police can get there.
Yeah. You run off now.
Wow. Isn't comparing yourself so fun?
You know, what if we asked people, when did you last feel really inadequate? For me, it was this weekend when I ran into an old friend of mine, and we both used to be runners. I used to be a pretty decent runner, you know, 20, 25 miles a week, which to me is
good.
Good.
That's a lot.
Well, this old friend of mine has never stopped running and really getting into it, and proceeded to tell me about how in 2 weeks she will be running a 44-mile race.
What?
44 miles. And I said, how long is that going to take? Because I'm thinking, you know, like 2 days. And she said, it'd be about 7 hours. She goes, she said, I'm going to average probably like 7.5 minute miles for the whole thing. That's almost two marathons.
Who does that on purpose?
And I felt, so I was like,
I put on 10 pounds. Right. Thanks.
At least you don't have blood in your urine, Dom.
I'll be over here with cake balls and a beer. So.
Golly.
Dom in the morning with Emily and Jeremy here at Mix 100.3. We got a note from Brett who said just found out that the woman that he's been dating for a couple of months, he just found out that her ex-boyfriend, the guy just before Brett, and a guy that she's still good friends with, is a Navy SEAL. And he's like, am I the only guy who feels inadequate compared to ex-boyfriends?
And Brett's in IT.
Wouldn't that be fun? I wish I knew what he did for a living.
I write code.
Here's, I've got really bad allergies.
Here's Julia on the phone. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
So, do you know what we're talking about here? Have you ever felt inadequate?
Oh, slightly.
Yeah, what happened?
So, probably about 4 years ago or so, I lost my job, and then, a week or two later, I'm watching the TV, and all the kids I grew up with, a couple of kids I grew up with, like Lindsey Vonn and Chris Delbasto, who's for the Canadian team, are racing and doing the Vino commercials, and, have all.
Wait a minute, you're telling me you grew up and went to school with Lindsey Vonn?
I did.
Yeah, that sucks.
And then
sucks
you lose your job and see her in the Olympics. Sweet, thanks, universe.
I coached ski racing for a little bit, but that's as far as it went after that.
Oh, well.
Happy for them.
Yeah, that's right.
Sure,
that's what you have to say, right?
Her and Tiger Woods.
Good people.
She's so rich.
Good hair, too, that Lindsey Vonn.
God, her eyes.
Leave
her
Julia
eyes.
Alone. Julia, have a great day.
You too.
Thanks for being on the show.
You know,
what's,
I gotta
what's the equivalent for a woman? Would it be?
I was going to say, I think that because women, we get a little insecure, especially like with ex-flames or whatever. And so I think it could be something as little as, oh, my God, this woman, is a natural blonde. And look at how pretty her hair is. That could kind of set us off. So you guys have Navy SEAL level, insecurities. Mm-hmm. And then I think sometimes
natural blonde levels.
We get a little silly with it.
Does that even exist?
A natural blonde?
The natural blonde.
Oh, for God's sake.
Your lovely wife is a natural blonde.
No, she's not.
Oh! I can't believe you just said that on air.
Oh, come on.
I'll give you another one. When my son got married and I met my in-laws. So it was my daughter-in-law's parents. Mm-hmm. And I met them for the first time. And they are the most wonderful people. But here I am, you know, the father of the groom. And I meet the father of the bride, who is, and I'm not making any of this up, he is a silver medalist in the winter, Summer Olympics in the pentathlon. He won a silver medal.
Of course he is.
Then he went on from that to be the world fencing champion. And then he went on from that to actually build his own house. And I don't mean he oversaw it. I mean,
he built it.
He built the freaking,
Dom,
like 8,000 square foot house with his own hands. And I was like, hi, nice to meet you.
You guys like Maroon 5?
No. Oh, so, that sucks.
You know, talk about feeling inadequate. What a hell of a guy. Hello, Victoria. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what do you know about feeling inadequate?
I met my current husband, and his ex-girlfriend was a Bronco cheerleader. And at that point in time, I was a single mother of three, so it was kind of intimidating, and it still is. I don't definitely compare to those chaps that she could wear. You know,
those chaps. You know, I can tell you a similar story, Victoria. I went to a wedding many years ago, and the bride was a Bronco cheerleader.
Uh-huh.
And she had, I kid you not, like seven attendants on her side. And sure, the groom had like seven. Six of the seven attendants in her wedding were also Bronco cheerleaders. And
except,
and the seventh one was the sister of the groom.
Oh, no.
No. And she was a lovely woman. I'm not trying to say that, but can
but not
you,
that lovely.
But can you imagine being the one, counting the bride,
she's
counting
at the end.
Bride, ugh, seven Bronco cheerleaders, and then the sister.
She's got big old glasses on.
Yeah, no, you call in sick to that wedding. You don't go.
Got braces on.
Victoria, have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.
Thanks for being on the show. Oh, that's
pretty
true.
Funny.
Yeah.
This sucks, guys.